This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Earlier today, Safaricom released their results for the year ended March 31, 2021. The profit before tax for the company fell by 11.5% to 93.6 billion Kenyan shillings, down from 105.77 billion. Profit after tax fell by 6.8% to Kenyan shillings 68.6 billion. Safaricom plans to pay a dividend of Kenyan shillings 55 billion. In this podcast, Safaricom CEO Peter Ndegwa talks to the Kenyan Wall Street on the company's plans to move to a fully-fledged technological company. He also reflects on his one-year anniversary at the helm of the company. Safaricom Chief Customer Officer talks about plans to integrate M-Pesa on Amazon, amongst other partnerships the company plans for the year.
Mine is to Peter. Briefly, I thought it's good you just mentioned now, since you took over, it's been 1 year since you took over. Maybe you can touch on how that has been for you and as you transition into a purpose-led technology company. Maybe one of the things that I thought is good you comment about will be, do you intend to hire more staff, say, with technology skills, and what's the fate of, say, the staff who don't have the tech skills that will be needed for this new strategy? Another thing that probably you can touch on will be on the partnership with Amazon. Briefly about when do you expect to complete that process or complete that partnership arrangement with Amazon? Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. It's actually great questions. I think you're right. 1 year in, I came in at a time when we needed to really play a big role in the economy and in the country, which we have had, which is connecting Kenyans, supporting through COVID process. But at the same time, we also started to think about our future after celebrating 20th. That's why we came up with the purpose-led technology company as our ambition. And in the near term, the base of our strategy will be about customer obsession. So it's been a great experience. I've loved the 1 year that I have been around. We've taken care of staff. We believe we've been great to our shareholders. We've delivered some solid results in a tough year. So in terms of agile and in terms of the whole technology move, we will, of course, get more talent that are more technology oriented. One of the other things we are doing internally, and all technology companies do, is we are talking about one more skill. We'll continue to reskill and upskill. So, you know, the thing about moving into a technology company doesn't mean that only tech resources is required. It means that commercial resources combined with tech so that we deliver better solutions to our customers. And that's what we are going after, rather than anything to do. There is no one who cannot adapt. We are a strong organization. Our intention is actually to give our employees more autonomy, more ability to make decisions, rather than to reduce that. There's one question that probably yes. I didn't answer.
Yes, the other one is on, I think you mentioned in the previous call that Safaricom will be looking to extend into more services, not just into this new strategy. And one of the things that I was keen on was the partnership with Amazon. I think it's something that's going to be huge, and specifically for the Kenyans to shop on that platform. Maybe you can speak briefly about that partnership and when you intend to complete that partnership.
So part of our move to being a technology company is going beyond connectivity. So we've been very, very strong on data and voice. We'll continue to be strong because that's our bread and butter. And also, we've been very, very strong on the payment side. So our intention is to expand beyond payments so that we are offering more services to customers on the financial services side. Our intention is to focus on SMEs, offer solutions, including combining the connectivity elements with the financial services, so that you'll have seen a lot of new solutions that we are launching for SME, business app, transacting deal, to give them more empowerment. And of course, as you say, as part of that, we are using other partners like Amazon to offer cloud services, which is the one that we referenced during the previous session. And we'll continue to look for other partners. You know, we are using Google as part of the Ripa Mdogo Mdogo. We are working with Facebook. So partnership will be an important part of us going that direction. Of course, the other areas we want to do is to get into the other digital ecosystems like health, education, and agri-tech, because those will enable us to transform lives in those areas.
With regards to Amazon, Safaricom Chief Customer Officer Sylvia Mulinge says,
there are various conversations we are having with Amazon. First of all, I think Sylvia can elaborate on what we are doing from the payment perspective in terms of integrating payments with them. Because obviously now we're seeing a lot of Kenyans buying stuff off Amazon and they want to ship the products back here. So obviously integrating with M-Pesa then becomes critical in terms of enabling them to be able to make the payments and transfer the products back to us. That is the level of engagement we have now. There are lots of other opportunities to be able to engage from a content perspective in terms of what they offer, but we don't have anything to share on that as of now. Thank you.